prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
This is Brother Ray Pringle coming your way again on the Word of Prophecy radio broadcast. And friend, it's a great pleasure and a joy to come your way with an old-fashioned message from an old-fashioned preacher. Praise God. And I'll tell you, I'm glad I've got an old-fashioned experience with the Lord. And I was raised by an old-fashioned mother. And I'll tell you, friends, our hope and our great dependence in this age upon the Lord is contingent upon praying mothers and fathers and men and women who will stand up for God's word in this time of the end. I pray that God will give you ears to hear what the Lord is saying to the church of the end time. And God will stir your heart daily on these radio broadcasts, and you'll invite your friends and neighbors to listen likewise. We continue today on the message, Our Sick Society, from a scripture in Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And friends, all the nations that forget God are going the way of those nations before us who have been turned into hell because they forgot the Lord. Well, we continue today on Our Sick Society, and it is ours, and I don't try to divorce myself or get away from my responsibility. We all are responsible. I'm responsible as a man of God. I'm responsible as a parent. I'm responsible as a citizen. I'm responsible as a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, we want to get on today with the cause of this sick society. Well, before I get on with the cause of many of these causes of our sick society, let us just look over a few of the symptoms of a sick society. We're living in a day of great violence, as Jesus said it would be in the days of his return, as it were in the days of Noah. Violence and moral perversion and spiritual corruption, and likewise, are everywhere. We're seeing people give up their confidence and allegiance to the Word of God and turning to all types of strange religions and beliefs. We're living in a nation of great dope addiction, of alcoholism. We're living in a nation of cocktail sippers and dippers and beer guzzlers, prostitutes, illegitimate babies. We're living in a nation of great murder. We're living in a nation of great perversion of sex and homosexuality and all forms of sexual perversion, adultery, fornication, and immodest dress. Women out here running around almost naked. Let me tell you, that's adultery. Jesus said, when the opposite sex looks in lust on a woman, it is adultery. We're living in a nation of where theft is increasing, robbery, lying. I'll tell you, lying children, two-timing mothers and fathers, and likewise embezzlement among the employees of the people of our nation. We have millions of people that are working on jobs that the boss men cannot trust because they will embezzle from them. We're living in a nation of cursing and gambling and cigarette smoking. Pride and rebellion against the Word of God is evident everywhere. Well, so much for those symptoms that we will refer to again and again. But the causes, of course, we know that's the main thing, and the cure. We want to get to the cure later in these broadcasts, but today on the causes. Well, we know ultra-liberal judges and lawyers whose verdicts are always in favor of the scalawag, the rebel, and these young savages in our nations are bring, this nation of ours is bringing us into a law, I'm telling you, a lawless society, a society where law and order is scoffed at. And friends, these smart aleck newscasters and commentators, most of them are liberal and agnostic, they're making a sick society even sicker, and we're swiftly becoming a pagan nation. Well, we're decadent in music of our day. These slick chick music writers of gospel songs and secular love songs, they're taking the good old songs of the past and they're perverting them and making them decadent with their old beats and changing the words and all. And there's no gospel nor love in these songs today. They're a perversion of the gospel, and these love songs has been turned into lust songs instead of real love. This is helping produce a sick church and a sick society in which we're living. Well, I remember in history a few years ago of a man, a Frenchman named de Tocqueville, who was a great man in his day in France, visited America. He came over here and spent a number of days, and he said, I sought for the greatness of America and her harbors, her rivers, her fertile fields, her mines and her commerce. But he said it was not there, and not until I went into the churches and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand the greatness of America. Friends, he continued, America is great because she is good. If America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. These are the words of a great Frenchman visiting our nation over 100 years ago. And let me remind you that the highways of history are strewn with the wreckage of nations that have forgotten God. Let us pray earnestly that America will not forget who made her a great nation. Well, we're seeing this decadence and degeneracy everywhere, in television and in movies today. We're seeing that they're almost totally degenerate, as we see the perversion of sex, perversion of marriage. Home life is always brought down into perversion, you know, of some kind of sexual affair, more than virtue and honesty. And they're even ridiculed on television and in the movies today, while perverted love and sex, crime and lawlessness are exalted in the literature and in the TV and movies of our day. Decadent and degenerate songwriters and authors of today's literature are fostering a debauched and immoral generation that is bringing a sick society to blooming in our nation, that is causing us to look with amazement and bewilderment as we look for the cure for a nation that has become very sick. Proverbs 14 and 34, God said, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Some years ago, Roger Babson, an American economist and statistician, was speaking to the president of Argentina. And he asked the president asked Mr. Babson. He said, I've been wondering why it is that South America, with all its natural advantages in mines of iron, copper, coal, silver, and gold, with its rivers and great waterfalls, which rival Niagara Falls, why is it so far behind North America? Well, Mr. Babson asked him, said, Mr. President, what do you think is the reason? And the president of Argentina replied, after being silent for a moment, he said, I've come to this conclusion. South America and all the nations below the United States were settled by Spanish conquistadores, they're called in history, who came looking for gold. But North America, especially the United States, was settled by the Pilgrim Fathers who came there in search of God. Friends, I'll tell you, God said, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these material things will be added unto us. But we're putting the material first, and it will never work. Every American should thank God that we live in a nation where we know Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, the great Savior of mankind. He loves all races and all people. And neighbor, he died on the cross of Calvary to save every individual that will call upon him and truly repent of his sins. And I'll tell you that old verse of scripture that I've heard preached all of my life, and it was one of the famous quotes in among our Pilgrim Fathers, was, there's no other name under heaven given among men except Jesus, whereby we must be saved. I'll tell you, preachers in this day are really responsible for this terrible drift into apostasy. And these apocalyptic trends that we're seeing to rise is because of deadly silence on the part of many so-called men of God that should cry out against the sins that are being committed by small and great in this nation of ours.